Hola, mi gente. The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. My brand new book, Financially Lit, is officially out. And I can't wait for you to get your copy. Inside this book, I'm bringing you culturally relevant and relatable personal finance advice that will allow you to finally feel seen, heard, and understood. Whether it's the guilt you feel from being the first person to make it while members of your family are still struggling, or the way that financial trauma manifests itself in negative and limiting beliefs around money, Financially Lit is here to guide you through it all. Just a few years ago, it was almost impossible to find personal finance books written for first-generation wealth-building Latinas. We have been forced to navigate the complicated world of money with a bunch of money books written by old white dudes who don't understand what it's like for us first-gen kids. But that stops right here, right now. Inside Financially Lit, you will learn how to set boundaries with your familia, with your dinero, create and pass on generational wealth, diversify and increase your income, protect yourself from financial abuse, navigate the complicated relationship between amor and dinero, invest like a white dude or better, and so much more. You can get your hard copy and audiobook version of Financially Lit at financiallylitbook.com, and make sure to join our email list so you can find out when I'm stopping in a city near you for the Financially Lit book tour. See you soon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Unless you're in the world of creators, you have no idea what is happening, how people are making money. And so we're going to be talking about the secrets to six-figure creators. I was mind blown by the information in this report. So I'm going to share this with you guys. If you've ever wanted to understand the world of being a creator, of how the hell are people making six, seven, eight figures in this world? This report is literally gonna tell you the secrets to six-figure creators.
You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres, award-winning Latina personal finance expert. I didn't always have my financial shit together, but when I started looking for POC-friendly personal finance podcasts, I couldn't find any. And so Yo Quiero Dinero was born. On this show, I'll show you how to make dinero, how to keep your dinero, and most importantly, how to make it grow. Each week, I'm connecting you with the most brilliant minds in the world of money and business, so you can learn about investing, entrepreneurship, and building wealth. The best part? I'm dishing up all this knowledge with a sassy side of sazón. So if you're ready to be poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in. Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode.
Hola, mi gente. Welcome back to another solo episode. So this is a very spontaneous episode that was inspired by a brand new report that I read today. And I said, this is too good. I need to share this with my listeners because unless you're in the world of creators, you have no idea what is happening, how people are making money. And so we're going to be talking about the secrets to six-figure creators. And this report is from Kajabi. So if you don't know, Kajabi is like a platform that you can sell course access, memberships, digital products, all types of things. And it's the platform that I use to host my courses. And so they sent this out today. It's called the State of Creators 2024 Report. And I was mind blown by the information in this report. So I'm going to share this with you guys. If you've ever wanted to understand the world of being a creator, of how the hell are people making 6, 7, 8 figures in this world, this report is literally going to tell you the secrets to six-figure creators. Okay, so Kajabi examined over 2,000 creators to uncover the strategies, behaviors, mindsets, and demographics that set six-figure creators apart. Now, let's define a creator just for somebody who doesn't know, like, what the fuck is that? A creator is essentially somebody who is online creating content and monetizing it. This is the first piece of interesting information. By 2027, this industry is expected to reach $480 billion of just economic activity. So anybody who is out there who's saying like creators are not really like, they don't have real jobs, and $480 billion is real money. So let's just get that shit out of the way. Okay. 66% of creators make most of their income from one revenue source. I was not surprised to see this because I know a lot of people who this is their main income source. And I'm just like, you are building a house of cards. Very flimsy. It is sponsored content. Okay. Brand deals. So 66% of creators make most of their income from brand deals, partnering up with companies and promoting their products. If you have millions of followers, living off of brand deals is easy, I would say. You know, like when you're a Kim Kardashian and you're getting like $10 million for an Instagram post, it's easy to live off of that money. But for the majority of creators, they're not getting brand deals consistently. It's very unpredictable and it's very competitive. And so that is an alarming red flag, number one. You cannot be out here depending on brand deals to make your creator business successful. Now, of these 2,000 creators that were surveyed, 96% of them earned less than $100,000 a year. And that doesn't surprise me because, again, a lot of people don't understand how to actually make this a sustainable business model. They're chasing virality. They're competing for brand deals. They're dealing with the algorithms and the bullshit that comes with that. And it's like, okay, no wonder, like, people who are focusing on social media as a revenue source primarily is not going to work. It is just not sustainable. Social media platforms are excellent for building audiences, not businesses. I'm going to say this again. Social platforms are great for building audiences, not businesses. And I can speak from experience about how shitty the creator funds that these social media platforms pay. All of that stuff is crap. Like, you're getting pennies for millions of views. It's a waste of time. The real money, and y'all already know if you listen to me, what I'm about to say. Ownership and diversification. This is why I talk about owning your platform, aka creating a website, and diversifying your income streams. I'm not talking out of my ass when I tell you guys these things. I'm literally telling you how to be successful in business is by owning what you create and diversifying the ways that you earn money. So I'm so glad that Kajabi has literally confirmed that this is how six-figure creators are successful. They're not just answering to brands, and they're not just answering to social media platforms for the paychecks. We're whole-ass entrepreneurs out here who are building our own brands and businesses and products. Creators on Kajabi have made over $2 billion in the last year alone. Basically, what that's telling me is that you need to be selling some sort of product as a creator if you want to make six figures or more. So we're talking about courses, memberships, community, something that people can buy other than like access to your social media followers. So let's dive into what makes six-figure creators stand out. They have at least 5 revenue streams. Now it says, while lower earning creators have 2 revenue streams on average, six-figure creators leverage 5 or more. And to take it a step further, creators making more than $150,000 a year are likely to have 7 income streams. This is the path to becoming a millionaire too, y'all. Millionaires have on average 7 different income streams. So what we're seeing in the creator economy is just a reflection of how it looks to build wealth. You need to diversify the ways that you earn money. 75% of top earners say you need multiple income streams to be a financially successful creator. Duh. Now let's talk about what those top revenue streams are, because you might be wondering, okay, well, I want to have a bunch of revenue streams. What should they be? So first and foremost, digital products. If you are a creator without your own digital product, shame on you. You're doing this shit wrong. I'm talking about courses, ebooks, templates, some digital product that you are selling. Next is platform payouts. So we're talking about payouts from views, streams, AdSense, things like that. This is like display ads on a blog. This is YouTube revenue from YouTube views. You know, if you're streaming on Twitch, like you're getting some sort of payout from the platforms that you're using to put content out there. My favorite and the one that I think like every entrepreneur needs, bare minimum before you start a YouTube channel and doing all that shit, you need a blog. Okay. It's the lowest hanging fruit. It's a fucking website. Everybody needs a website. I'm sorry, but if it's 2024 and you are a business without a website, I will not take you seriously. Next, on top of digital products and platform payouts, physical products, things like merch, things like, let's say you're a beauty influencer, you come out with your own beauty line. If you are a fitness influencer, you come out with your own fitness line. Look at people like Vlogilates is a great example, right? She has a whole ass merch line at Target and she started off as a content creator. So selling physical products is another thing. If you're a food creator, you could have your own line of spices or appliances, utensils, whatever. The next income stream, in-person consulting or coaching. And this can also be like speaking engagements and things like that. And the last is online consulting and coaching. So you can actually do this both in person and online. An example for me is like I do speaking engagements. So I will travel to different places and speak. I will also do online coaching as well. I love the fact that I'm right. There's so many business coaches out here who are just find one way, launch the one offer, find the way to make money. Okay, that's great to start. But you can't stay in that lane of like having one way to make money as a business if you hope to actually be sustainable. You need to start diversifying ASAP. As soon as you have that first offer that like is consistently making money, I need you to branch out. You cannot rely on a single income source as a business the same way you cannot rely on a single income source as a W-2 employee. There's a quote here from a creator that they interviewed named Justin Welsh. He says, income diversification is a smart move both for the creator and their customers. For the creator, it de-risks relying heavily on one income stream that for any reason could decrease quickly. But I think people often neglect how helpful it can be to their customers. Different offerings for different learning styles, budgets, and free time means more options for choosing the right product and service. In return, that usually means more income for the creator. So having different price points for your customers to actually be able to access what you're doing is so important because not everybody can put out like $10,000 on a coaching program, even though that's what everybody's telling you to sell. Like a lot of people cannot afford that. So you need to have different entry points for your customers so that you can have this ecosystem of making money versus like, oh my God, I gotta like be pulling teeth to sell shit because I just have this one super high cost offer and like there's no other way for people to work with me. I just don't think that's the way to do it. Anybody can fight me on that shit too. That's fine. The creators that are making six figures make the most from online courses. So out of all of the revenue streams built, six figure creators are more likely to have a digital product. Their top revenue driving product is online courses. Online courses are the way to go. I am a firm believer that like most people have a skill set that can be turned into an online course. So, you know, that's a world that you need to be exploring. Even if you're not a creator, like you can be a consultant. You could be like a hairstylist that has a digital course. You could be a nail tech that has a digital course. You could be a chef that has a digital course, a baker. There's so much shit that people want to learn that like you just can't walk into a school and be like, hey, teach me how to do this. For example, I teach blogging. Why? Because you can't fucking learn how to blog on a college course. It's one of those things that people want to learn. I know how to do it. I've done it successfully. And so now I teach people how to do that. All right. So of these creators that were surveyed, they asked them which digital product made you the most revenue over the past 12 months. 70% said online courses, 63% digital downloads, 57% subscriptions, memberships, and 57% online consulting / coaching. And the beauty of digital products is you create the content once and you reap the rewards. This is the exact same reason why I love blogging, because I write one blog post and it lives in perpetuity forever. And I'm making
thousands of dollars on content that I created like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Apparently, six-figure creators depend on YouTube the most. Social media platforms are still an important part of a creator's business because of the payouts, right? You can get paid if you have like YouTube views and whatever, you can monetize. YouTube tops that list so much so that if six-figure creators lost access to all their YouTube accounts, nearly half of them would lose $50,000 or more. I don't like that at all. That's insane. This is why I hate relying on social media for your business. Like, you need an email list, y'all. There are so many creators who would lose $50,000 or more a year just if they lost access to their YouTube channel. And we know how fickle social media accounts can be. All you gotta do is post the wrong shit, somebody reports you, and it's a wrap. And then, like, where's all your people? Can you still contact them? Do you have an email list? Do you have a text message list? Do you have a website they can go to? Like, that shit is wild. Y'all can't be out here relying on social media to be the place where all your people hang out. Your people need to be on the
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Email list. Six-figure creators grow their audiences on social and revenue on their own sites. Listen to this. Top channels for lead generation are Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Lead generation is basically when you are warming up your audience so that you can eventually get them to buy something. But these creators are funneling from social to their own websites because of what I just said, because you need to own your platform, because you can't just be out here relying on social media and Instagram stories and TikTok, whatever the hell they're called, TikToks, yes, or YouTube shorts. You can't be relying on that as the way to pitch the product. You are educating your community. You are showing up as a thought leader on these social media platforms, but you need to get them in your own ecosystem, in your own digital marketing funnel, which starts by you getting email addresses, phone numbers, contact information. Get them off social. Hail to the nah. See, this is where I draw the line. So 60% of six-figure creators admit that they'd consider working with brands that do not align with their values if the paycheck was big enough. That's fucking toxic. Okay, I will never take money from a company that I do not earnestly believe and trust. And if you are a creator who is out here getting the bag from anybody who will throw it at you, shame on you. You do not deserve to have influence because you are a predator at that point. And I said what I said. I remember a couple of years ago, I got an offer from a title loan company. All right. So title loans are basically, they will take the title of your car and give you some money in exchange as a loan. And if you do not pay back that loan, they will take your car. And they were offering me $15,000. I didn't even have to fucking hesitate to be like, are you out of your fucking mind that I'm going to take 15 grand to pitch this predatory ass industry to my audience that fucking trusts me? Are you kidding me? Do you know what that would do to my reputation? That's wild. So the fact that 60% of six-figure creators admit that they would consider working with a brand that doesn't align with their values, that's disturbed. Get out of here. You know what can fix that? Stop relying on these damn brand deals to be your income source. Go build your own shit that you can feel good about selling, that actually works, that actually helps your people. And then you don't have to be pitching some shady ass company to get some dollars to pay your bills. Six-figure creators use AI twice as often as other creators. So they are using and adopting AI tools to increase their marketing content output and building their digital products. I will be the first to say ChatGPT, AI, all that shit, I love it. It makes my life so easy. It takes me out of these moments where I have writer's block. It takes me out of just like my head. It gives me new perspective. Now, it's not to say, you know, you should be copying and pasting anything that comes out of these things, but it definitely is a great way to start brainstorming, creating content. There's so much stuff that ChatGPT can do, the AI can do, that I feel like I need to do a whole last episode. But I love seeing the fact that creators are hopping on the bandwagon, because we shouldn't be scared of technology. We should not be scared of technology. We should be using it to our advantage. Six-figure creators are investing in their financial futures. Yes, I'm here for this shit. They are excelling at both managing their businesses while investing in their personal lives. 75% of six-figure creators own a home. 59% of them have health insurance. And 36% of them regularly invest in a 401k. Why? Because they're diversifying their income, and this increases their ability to future-proof their livelihood and boost the financial security for themselves and their families. So here for it, okay? It's not enough to be making a bunch of money as a creator. Like, if you are not building actual wealth, you're doing it wrong. This is why I buy real estate with my content creation money. This is why I invest in my 401k, in my brokerage account. I have health insurance. I have an HSA account. I am an angel investor. Like, I'm just not out here getting these Instagram dollars and spending them and just bullshit. Like, we're actually taking this internet money and making it like real assets. As successful as you might be as a creator today, you might not always be popping. So you need to have a plan for like, what happens if people stop listening to my podcast? What happens if like, I'm just not relevant anymore? You know, it's like one of those things. Just because you're good at it now, or just because it's going well now, does not mean that you should not have a fucking exit strategy, because this shit don't last forever for nobody. Okay, so six-figure creators are reaching six figures in less than 2 years. 40% of top earners reached six figures in less than 2 years. And when it comes to niches, the ones hitting six figures fastest are beauty, fitness, and gaming. Okay, this is interesting. I totally get the beauty and the fitness, but the gaming, I'm just not a gamer, so I don't get it. But like, there are so many kids out here making a shit ton of money on streaming platforms like Twitch. And I see that shit on YouTube all the time. And I'm like, who the fuck is watching this? I don't get it, but somebody's watching that shit and somebody's making money. Six-figure creators have figured out that instead of chasing followers and brand deals or waiting for creator fund payouts, they need to diversify and own their own income streams outside of social media. And they use social platforms to build their audience, but they know that the key to entrepreneurial success is through diversification. Shout out to Kajabi for basically confirming everything I've been telling y'all for fucking ever. Who are these six-figure creators? Let's do a demographics breakdown. All right, so 57% are male, 41% are female, 2% are non-binary, 80% have a bachelor's degree or higher, 86% of them work full-time on their business. From an annual income perspective, 58% of them are making between 100K to 499K. 27% are making $500,000 to 999,000. 17% of them are making $1 million or more. Six-figure creators, as far as follower counts, right? Because people might be thinking, oh, you need to have like a whole, you know, million followers across 17 different platforms in order for you to be making 100K. Lies. 25% of these creators that are making six figures have less than 10,000 followers. Follower count does not equal financial success. I will say it again. Follower count does not equal financial success. 37% of them have between 10,000 and 99,000 followers. 33% have between 100,000 to 999,000 followers. And 5% have 1 million followers or more. If you have 1 million followers and you're only making like 100K, you're fucking doing it wrong. So top niches are business and marketing, finance, and real estate. So they're talking about the forecast for creators for 2024. It is about owning your content and carving out your independence, but even the most ambitious creators have their fair share of worries about what's to come. Here's how top earning creators are feeling about trending topics in the creator economy. So they're saying that creators want to unionize. So there might be like a SAG AFTRA situation for creators at some point. It says nearly half of six-figure creators would like to join a union. It's a whole ass career. I would actually like to see that, because there would be a lot more control and a lot more advocacy around like the pay structure, because right now it's so many people just don't even know what to pitch when it comes to how much you should be asking. And there's really like 1,000 different formulas that you can go by. My formula is simple. Ask for something that makes you feel uncomfortable. If it's not making you feel uncomfortable, it's not high enough. These are the top three challenges that six-figure creators are worried about in 2024. 36% impacts from inflation. We've already been feeling that. I've seen so many creators giving like 2023 recaps, and it was a fucking hard year for a lot of us. It's not easy to be out here in these streets when everything costs more money, and then people see what you're offering. They're just like, well, this is not important enough for me to spend money on. This is not valuable enough for me to... So this is when I say you need to double down on the value of the work that you're doing, because when you make it very clear to people like why what you're doing matters, it becomes less difficult to sell them on something. Number two challenge that creators are worried about, platform volatility, aka algorithm changes, account banning. That's not going to change. Social media is ghetto. Please stop relying on social media to be like your saving grace, because it's not. And growing their audience. So you know what's amazing? I have seen an exponential growth. I feel like 2023, I was stuck for a long time. And then I started using a tool that has changed the game for me. Some of you may have interacted with this tool. It's called ManyChat, M-A-N-Y chat. And you might see more and more creators using this. What it does is it basically automates responses. You can automate responses to comments, DMs, Instagram story comments, all these things, and it actually boosts your engagement on your social media platforms. And I have seen consistent growth that I did not see when I was doing the, hey, go to the link in bio. That shit doesn't work anymore. No more go to the link in bio. Use an automation tool like ManyChat and you will see that shit will grow your engagement. And when your account has higher engagement, it gets favored by the platforms and you get more attention. Even though creators are worried about these challenges coming up, they are safeguarding their businesses through diversification. 30% of the creators plan on diversifying their revenue streams. 30% plan on launching a new product or service. 28% plan on investing in a newsletter, aka an email list, because hello, get your people off social. 27% are interested in or planning on creating an exclusive membership. You know, that can be something like Patreon. I've seen more and more folks doing Substack newsletters where you have to pay for access. Do what you gotta do. And 20% are planning on building an email list. Nearly 50% of six-figure creators do not trust social platforms, rightfully so, because these platforms are ghetto. I have experienced not only having my account restricted, losing access, and the only reason why I feel not so terrified about that is because I have direct contacts at Facebook. But most people don't. Most people don't have somebody at facebook.com that they can email. So if you're a creator that does not have those connections, please do not be trusting these social media platforms to not play fucking games with you, because they do. More and more creators will embrace AI to save time and reduce burnout. 73% of six-figure creators believe AI tools will help save over 26 hours a week. That AI will be one of the best ways to reduce burnout in 2024. Hells to the yes. That was the report, y'all. This was brilliant. Let me know if you learned something, if you came away with some information that you did not know today. The secret of being a six-figure creator is ownership and diversification. Start your blog, own your platform, build that website, start your newsletter, stop relying on social media, build your product or service. Have people be able to buy access to the things that you are creating. Do not rely on brand deals and diversify your income. At the minimum, as a creator, you need to have three sources of income. You need to have a client-facing source of income. This is a digital product, a membership, a course, something to that effect. You need to have a business-facing income stream. I'm talking about speaking engagements, corporate ERG events, something to that effect, consulting, and you need to have a form of passive income. Whether that is taking some of your creator money and putting it in the stock market, taking some of your creator money and buying real estate, earning passive income through a blog, through podcast ads, through affiliate marketing, something. Follow that advice, and I promise you, you will be successful. The creators that I see struggling are still focused on the one income source situation. And it's a great way to start, but you cannot make this shit sustainable. One income source is not going to give you the level of security that you need to walk away from your job. It's just not. it's two sides of the same coin. It's like one paycheck or one income stream. I just want to remind y'all, I am teaching a business finances class at the end of this month. Why? Because there are so many of you, my beloved entrepreneurs, my creators, who are not fucking doing this right, who are struggling with cash flow, who are struggling with monetizing, who are struggling with taxes, who are struggling to make this sustainable. And this is why I am teaching this class, because there is no business coaches out here that are teaching you how to build a financially sustainable business. And that's what I'm going to be doing at my business budgeting bootcamp. Go and get your ticket. If you are on my email list, you already know that this is happening. So go to your email. So if you want to be a successful entrepreneur that is making money, that is going to actually create a financially sustainable business model that's going to let you quit your job and not just be out here in these struggle streets, please sign up. I would love to see you there. And if you are a existing student of mine, I have a special discount code for you. So just send me a DM and you can get 50% off the access, because I love you and I'm always here to take care of y'all. All right. So thanks for being here. Thank you for indulging me in this impromptu podcast episode. Subscribe, share, review, rate, all the things. And until next time, stay poderosa, y'all. And go pick up a copy of my book. It's available on pre-order, financiallylibbook.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free. So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start, and start transforming your dinero story today. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa. On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.